I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mark Melusis, Brian Monzo, and Daily Racing Forum's Kenny Peck with you. It's time for the DRF Race of the Week. And make sure to double your first deposit with DRF Bets. Get up to $250 sign-up bonus with promo code DOUBLE, D-O-U-B-L-E. We're going to race 4 at Gulfstream Park, which is the Palm Beach, a grade 3. Mile and a 16th on the turf course. Boys, how are you?
Moose.
Kenny.
What's up, Moose? How are
Long
you guys?
Long time. Kenny's traveling
Kenny
the world
doing
these days.
Well. How are you, buddy?
All right. You know, trying to get through it and trying to play some tournaments and get my work done and raise a family. It's not easy. Not easy, Moose.
Not easy. No.
It's mulching season too soon, so.
Oh, it's coming up soon, Mons. You know all about it.
All right, Kenny. When you look at this race, we're going to be handicapping for the DRF. In mile and 16th turf course down at Gulfstream Park, you have a field of what, 5, 10, 12 going postward. Who do you like in this one?
There wasn't a lot of pace in this race. I don't know how you guys read it, but for a field of 12, I thought that the horses that are going to be close might have the edge. That includes, obviously, Fancy Liquor, who won on the lead in his debut. I went with Tiesto on the rail, the mod horse, basically on the work last time. I thought that the last couple of works were real good. The inside post, the tactical speed. I don't want anybody in here who's coming from way back because I think it's going to be a controlled pace, and I think that'll favor those horses inside and those horses close up. Also, Street Ready, number 3, is a horse I'm interested in. First start since November, but has proven speed and should be close from the start. And again, an inside post should be an edge.
Mons, where do you land?
Yeah, I mean, for what Kenny said with the lack of pace, I landed on Fancy Liquor, who dueled in his first race with a couple of good horses at, you know, relatively reasonable fractions. But as I've said to Moose a lot lately, give me Florent Giroux on a horse that's going to be close up to the front of the lead. And he finds ways to bring these horses home, going back, you know, to Monomoy Girl, to Mr. Monomoy, and Gunrunner. So certainly not saying Fancy Liquor's anywhere near the quality of those horses, but Florent Giroux knows how to get horses home on the lead. I'm going to use the outside horse, the big closer, Vitology, who skipped out on the Breeders' Cup, I believe, due to injury, and has a ridiculous closing kick, and has sometimes showed that the pace doesn't really matter, and this horse is going to be making a late run. So Vitology is going to be my second pick, and I'm going to use Kenny's choice, Tiesto, as my third pick. Based on the works and the post position, I think is not going to hurt Mott with his top rider, Junior Alvarado. So Fancy Liquor, Vitology, Tiesto for me.
Kenny, who are you using under Tiesto?
I'm using a 5 Fancy Liquor because I think that one will be the one to catch probably. I also use Street Ready. I'm not wild about it. If you look at the DRF trainer stat, you'll see Ian Wilkes off the layoff is not great.
Right.
But I think that's a horse that you could use for the exotics. Tiesto, talking about trainer stats, Mott off the layoff is 19%, which is real good off this type of layoff. All the trainer stats are there in Formulator, and they're also in the traditional PPs underneath. But if you go to Formulator, you can look up a lot more PPs than we can fit into the past performance lines. Formulator is definitely recommended for people who are looking to take a deep dive into the race.
Yeah, I went with Vitology on top for me. On the outside, Brendan Walsh, Javier Castellano. I agree with you that there's not a lot of pace in this one, but Monzo hit upon, I don't know how much pace, the talented 3-year-old is going to need in this one. Certainly form carried over from what showed in Europe, running in a group 3 over there, ran in a grade 1 and a grade 3 here stateside. I went with Vitology. I think he comes back running up on top. I did use Tiesto. I've got to use Bill Mott and Alvarado underneath. And I'm going to throw another one in there that we have not mentioned as of yet. And just based on the fact of I loved his first turf start on Gulfstream Park, and that is Life on Tap. I don't love Rajiv Mirage, James, Jerkins throwing this one out there. I think Life on Top has Life on Top has got a good turf pedigree, so I'm going to use Vitalogy, Tiesto, Life on Top are my top three picks.
Hey, none of us mentioned South Bend, who the reason I didn't pick him is because I thought he had a perfect trip last time. Now as blinkers, and I thought he might regress off that start if he didn't get the same type of trip. But he's a horse with a little bit of speed, and it's a horse I might use defensively.
Yeah, and he lost to a horse named Field Pass, who has burned me a couple times. So F him.
Well, there you go. Very nice. All right, so Monzo.
Fancy Liquor.
You are on Fancy Liquor. Kenny's on Tiesto, and I am on Vitalogy. That is race four at Gulfstream Park on Saturday. The Palm Beach, a grade three mile and a 16th on the turf course. Remember, DRF Bets. Double your first deposit with DRF Bets. Get up to $250. Sign up with promo code DOUBLE, D-O-U-B-L-E. $250, up to a $250 sign-up bonus code, a bonus with promo code DOUBLE, D-O-U-B-L-E. Kenny Bonds, good luck on Saturday, boys.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.